1-800-875-5101.
To fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon with Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio. Residents appraise improved security in Kaunda Square. Malata resident raises concern over illegal waste dumping. In Africa news, three South African police officers killed in shooting. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chihuahua. Some residents of Kaunda Square in Lusaka have expressed happiness with the improved security measures in the area. Speaking in an exclusive interview with Kombon Radio News, the residents said the heightened security presence has helped reduce incidents of crime. They added that the improved situation has brought relief to families and local businesses, with many people now feeling safer to move around and operate late into the evening. The residents have since appealed to authorities to sustain the momentum in order to ensure long-term safety and stability in the compound. They emphasize that continued police visibility remains key to maintaining the progress that has been made.
Wani serious kuziya mimi abopaya bandi ba police benje benje awe yana bwera bom sambo bagwira gwira so aba police awe sisa kondele sa akapokola base wenje boma isebenzi ni mwamene isebenje la so chicho kondele
awe soma skwa no longer ti konsumi jisiki zenu kaenda kia wakati kinyo kutipaja pama kusika majani awe uzao na chabi paja yote tena kusaza bwera uzambela kia tena ngo I think we are appreciating for the new Don government. Things have changed. We are seeing them.
They are doing my patrols right here to my 2 hours. Thank you completely, like you say.
A concerned resident over Malata Township in Lusaka has been warned the continued indiscriminate dumping of waste by some members of the community. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, a resident identified only as Mrs. Mwale complained that some residents are refusing to subscribe to waste disposal services and are instead engaging mentally disturbed persons to dump garbage in undesignated areas. Mrs. Mwale says the situation is posing a serious health risk to the community, especially during the rainy season. She has since appealed to residents to take responsibility by subscribing to waste management companies in order to help prevent outbreaks of waterborne diseases. Chimika Ward 11 Councillor Masao Songoma says he has engaged the Lusaka Water Supply and Sanitation Company to urgently address the ongoing water shortages affecting residents in the area. Mr. Ngoma says the move is aimed at finding a lasting solution to the erratic water supply, which has continued to disrupt the daily activities for many households. He says access to clean and reliable water remains a priority for the community. Mr. Ngoma has further assured residents that his office will continue engaging the utility company to ensure their concerns are addressed and resolved.
You know, the water challenge is not just a challenge of Chinika as a ward, it is a challenge of Kanyama as a constituency, and it is also a challenge of Lusaka as a district. So we've engaged the Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation, and he has reassured me as the area councillor here that we are going to improve the water situation.
The National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA, says it remains committed to working closely with the business community in Zambia, with special focus on Chinese investors operating on the Copper Belt. Speaking during a seminar on social security rights and benefits, NAPSA Regional Manager for the North, Mushoke Namiluko, said pension contributions are not taxes, but a legal obligation meant to protect local workers. Mr. Namiluko urged companies to strengthen payroll systems in order to avoid compliance challenges.
Non-compliance with NAPSA is not just a legal obligation, but it is a moral obligation. If an employer does not comply, you are denying someone their human rights to Social Security.
So our employers also can have their penalties waived by as much as 75%. For payrolls outside the March 2020 to September 2022. So we encourage the Chinese community to take advantage of that and apply for the payment waiver.
And Chinese Chamber of Commerce in Zambia Vice President Wang Feng said that complying with social security laws is both a legal and moral responsibility. However, Mr. Feng noted that many companies still require clarity on pension regulations for foreign workers, as well as penalties for non-compliance.
Recognize that our growth is inseparable from contributions of our employees and the stability of regulatory environment. Therefore, providing them with social security protection is not only a legal obligation, but also a moral responsibility and the key every business.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Era chokako bwana ama bwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana ama bwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola maximati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Ungankale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Maximwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.